Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio this weekend by BJ Nelson, the Executive Director of Operations at Black Oak Casino Resort. A lot happening at Black Oak Casino Resort. Most recently, the announcement of the Black Oak Concert Series at the Westside Pavilion. That is the topic we're talking about right now. Mr. Nelson, next thing I want to ask you about is just the economic impact. I have to imagine you're anticipating this is going to have a pretty big economic boost for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really excited to bring it to the resort and offer it to our guests to further complete us as an entertainment destination. But we're also super excited about what it can do for Tuolumne County. I mean, the number of guests we're hoping to have out for these concerts is way beyond Black Oak. And as we look at getting, you know, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people to the property, just really drawing them into Tuolumne County, and we're really marketing it as another asset to the county to come see everything that the county has to offer. And so in our marketing, we're already really advertising the city of Sonora, Yosemite, Pinecrest, all the amenities of the playground that us as locals get to enjoy every single day. And so really looking to help the community out as well.
Yeah, how do you go about incorporating those things when you market these events?
We work a lot with local partners, so certainly involved with Tuolumne County the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau, as well as the Chamber of Commerce, both Tuolumne County and Sonora Chamber of Commerce, and getting them to help us market it because they have a lot of avenues out there, and they're very good at advertising the wonderful county, just even on our own marketing, if you've checked out all our social media for the concert series, which I'll put a plug out there, where concert series has its own social media on Instagram, Twitter, as well as Facebook, and we've already started highlighting the cool things to do if you want to come up and enjoy a concert. You know, why not swing by Columbia State Park during the day and check it out? Why not swing by downtown Sonora and enjoy everything down there, and then spend the night, enjoy certainly Black Oak Casino Resort, but also there's a lot of local hotels that to help out too, and make a trip of it.
Yeah, of course, the hotel at the resort there, did you get quite a few telephone calls shortly after this was announced?
We got a lot of calls. Right when we announced Justin, we got a lot of calls, and fortunately and unfortunately, we were sold out virtually instantly. So it goes back to the county impact and the community impact is this business is for the county as well, and we're going to need. We're certainly encouraging concert goers to reach out to other hotels in the county.
You have to imagine having the hotel right there works well too. So you can have people; they can stay overnight. They can next day wake up, spend money in the county. They don't have to come to the concert and then just jet out of town.
Absolutely, yeah, and I'll take that a spin into the RV park as well. So we have the hotel at the resort, but then we also have the RV park, which has been open for a little while, and the official grand opening coming up in about a week or so here. But I will say I'm not an RVer, but I have certainly spent a lot of time up at that property. And if you haven't checked out the RV park at the resort, it is absolutely gorgeous, and the amenities there are second to none. We've been open for a little while, and we've just heard nothing but rave reviews from the RV folks coming through there, and the property is just stellar up there.
I have parents who are big RVers. I have not myself been out to the new RV park yet. So for people who haven't been there yet, can you explain a little bit about what's all there?
Yeah, so the RV park is just up the hill from the casino on the actual property. If you're going to the resort, you would just kind of continue past Bear Creek Station and go up the hill there. And up top, we have just shy of 100 spaces up there, a beautiful clubhouse. There's a lake up there, and then there's also horseshoe pits, bocce ball courts, and they are the RV sites can accommodate any size of RV, full hookups, cable, everything's state of the art up there. But the feature attraction of the property is really just the scenery. It's a really cool, unique location perched on top of the hill where you're very close to the resort, but you actually can't see any of the casino or hotel or kind of the bustle of the resort once you're up in the RV park. All you see is the wilderness around and the beautiful wide open sky.
And again, are there like spaces for different types of vehicles?
Yep, they can accommodate pretty much all sizes of RVs. They have pull-through spots, they have back-end spots, and I don't know the exact size, but I can tell you, being up there, I've probably seen the biggest RV I've ever seen up there sitting just fine in a spot.
Roughly how many can you fit up there at the resort or the park?
It's just shy of 100. I believe the final number is going to be around 85.
Again, we're talking with BJ Nelson, who is the Executive Director of Operations at Black Oak Casino Resort. Seems like there's been a lot of renovation and improvements recently at the resorts as well when it comes to like the Willow Creek Lounge and the poker room that's just opened up, I understand. So what can you tell us about things that are happening inside the resort?
Yeah, so about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we set off on doing a pretty major expansion and renovation of the casino, and it started off with an expansion and creation of the new Willow Creek Lounge, and that's been open for just shy of a year now. And so first thing we did was expand out towards the front of the casino and put in a brand new Willow Creek Lounge that is just pretty, is unparalleled when it comes to a venue of that size as far as the amenities it has in it, with the audio video. You know, the feature attraction in there is our video wall, which is approximately 10 foot by 17 foot. If guests have had a chance to go out there, we utilize that for concerts, but it really makes it a versatile space for events we do in there. I mean, we throw parties and viewing parties for sporting events. And it really just enhances the space to think beyond a concert venue, if you will. So we started off with the expansion of the Willow Creek Lounge. Right outside there is the brand new Willow Creek Bar, beautiful bar. That leads you into the lounge, and then just outside of that is kind of we have a table games area out there, and what used to be the old high limit area, we renovated that and put another video wall out there and created a very cool atmosphere, like party atmosphere, outside of the Willow Creek Lounge, and then where the old Willow Creek Bar was, we actually created a new bar there called the Manzanita Bar. Beautiful bar there, serves the guests on the main casino floor. And then we renovated and created a brand new high limit area, which is right adjacent to the Manzanita Bar, which is another just beautiful attraction, and provides an experience for our guests that is pretty unparalleled as well. And the final piece of the renovation remodel was actually the poker room, which just opened yesterday. Was the grand opening of the poker room. So for those of our guests that have been coming to the casino for a while, we used to have a live poker years ago and kind of went away from it to an electronic poker game, and then did away with it altogether while we were building the poker room. The poker room is the final piece of this, and the poker room opened yesterday, and it is an absolutely beautiful space. It's got a very lodge, Denny type feel. There's a little fireplace in there, and it's a really cool atmosphere. Six tables, a live poker, 7 days a week, and it's just something that our guests have been asking for, and we're super excited to open that up yesterday. And then I was on hand for it, and just to see the guests' reaction as they saw the space and they got to go in and be some of the first ones to play poker.
Is that unique to have a poker room for a casino like yourself?
It's not necessarily unique. Ours, we think, is pretty unique. It's all about the experience in the room. A lot of poker rooms out there, kind of just a room with some tables in it. Our room in itself is an experience. Our room is also in the non-smoking side of the casino, and so we have a smoke-free poker room. We have a menu in there. You can order food in there, as well as it's serviced by a cocktail server. So we got a kind of a full service poker room for you.
There's been a lot of recent growth at the casino. Anything else planned on the near term horizon?
We're always trying to find what the guests want. Our industry is always constantly changing and morphing, and the guests kind of demand change, and they kind of demand whatever the newest, hottest thing is. And that really kind of led us to, you know, going back to where the concert series came from, is it's you see a lot of casino resort properties out there have concert series, and it was kind of a natural next step for us. As far as in the casino in general, I mean, we're constantly evaluating the gaming selection we have for our games, both on the table games and slot side of the world, and constantly looking at the events we have going on. So put another plug out there we have a cool Father's Day event going on at the hotel day before Father's Day. And so we're constantly, probably the newest things you're going to see is getting into more events tailored towards whether it be holidays or experiences. We've come up with a great collection of wine dinners. We're doing very exclusive in Seven Sisters, where we have a small wine dinner with a winemaker, and we only open it up to 25, 30 people, just trying to kind of hit every niche of our guests and what they're demanding from experiences.
Those winemaker dinners, are they more local wineries or ones from outside the area? Do you know?
Kind of all of the above. We've focused a lot on local wineries. We've certainly we've branched out a little bit. I think the most recent one was from, I want to say, the Amador County region, but we definitely are close partners with our local wineries as well.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with BJ Nelson. He is the Executive Director of Operations at Black Oak Casino Resort, talking about a number of recent efforts over at Black Oak Casino Resort, including the new Black Oak Concert Series, Westside Pavilion, and some expansion projects, getting an update on all the things happening. We need to take one more break. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.